This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 25th of July. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 18000. Frontal trough, Iceland to northwest Fitzroy, expected Viking to northeast Fitzroy by 18000 on Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South at Sierra, northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s, northwest, backing west, becoming cyclonic later 3 to 5. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Dogger, north, backing west or southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, north 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Portland, west or northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Plymouth, west or northwest 3 to 5, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, north or northwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, becoming easterly 5 to 7 later in far southeast, fair, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sol, variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches developing in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in west. Lundy, Fastnet, west or northwest backing southwest for a time, 3 to 5, fair then occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southwest veering northwest later, 3 to 5, fair then occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, west 3 to 5, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain or drizzle then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, south by west 3, 6 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 4, 11 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest 3, mist, 4 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south 1, mist, 3 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southeast by south 2, 6 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, mist, 3 miles, 1,018, now falling. Boomer, south 1, mist, 4 miles, 1,019, steady. Bridlington, northwest by west 1, 1,019, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north northeast 5, 5 miles, 1,017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north 4, 5 miles, 1,018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west 1, 1019, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest by north 2, 4 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northwest by north 4, 5 miles, 1020. Scilly automatic, north northwest 2, mist 3 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 3, mist 3 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest by west 3, mist 4 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Valley, southeast 1, mist 4 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west northwest 4, 1021, rising slowly. Valentia, south by east 3, recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1021, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, north northwest 1, 5 miles, 1020, now falling. Malinhead, south 1, 5 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Macrihanish automatic, east southeast 2, 7 miles, 1019, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure over the United Kingdom will gradually retreat southwards as a front moves east, bringing a weakening band of rain or drizzle to some northern and western waters. Winds will be mainly light or moderate for most areas, but strong winds may affect some northwestern coasts at first. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, rain or drizzle for a time in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later in south. Showers later, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, becoming west or southwest later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly 3 to 5 later, showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly becoming variable, then southwesterly later, 2 to 4. Showers at first. Good. Occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North becoming variable, then southwest later, 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle later. Good. Occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, becoming west or southwest 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later in Bristol Channel. Occasional drizzle later. Good. Occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Occasional drizzle later. Good. Occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, becoming variable later 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time. Drizzle later. Good. Occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. Southwest 3 or 4, veering north or northwest 3 or less later. Occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. South or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, showers later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly later, 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time, drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, showers later, good, occasionally poor, until later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in south, occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And finally, Shetland Isles. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And there is a collection of shipping forecast programmes you can enjoy over on BBC Sounds. This year is, of course, the 100th anniversary of the first broadcast of the Shipping Bulletin here on the BBC. Do go check that out on Sounds. That is it from all of us here. My name is Vijay Alice. Have a good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in New York City in California. Coming up on the programme, Donald Trump visits the Fed. He's been touring the building with the Fed chair. He's made no secret he wants to fire and reiterating his criticisms. At the same time, one of the biggest mergers in entertainment got the go-ahead from US regulators, an $8.4 billion deal that some see as payback for the companies settling their arguments with the president. Also today, troubled time for the luxury goods industry as LVMH's profits tumble. We're in the Netherlands with a new women's football team, and in San Diego as the world's biggest Comic-Con kicks off. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
BBC World News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. Hello. President Emmanuel Macron has announced that France will officially recognise a Palestinian state, making it the first major Western power to do so. In a post on X, he said the formal announcement had been made at a session of the UN General Assembly in September. He said it was urgent the war in Gaza be halted and the civilian population be saved. Hamas has called it a positive step. Speaking to the BBC, the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, also welcomed the move.
It is a huge announcement. We appreciate that. It is a huge investment in peace and saving the two-state solution. We welcome that. It is huge. And I think that it helps to convince others, including the government of the UK, but also others, to follow suit.
The United States has joined Israel in recalling its negotiators from Gaza ceasefire talks in Doha. The US envoy Steve Witkoff accused Hamas of showing a lack of desire to reach a deal. Hamas has expressed surprise, saying it's keen to continue negotiations, which have been deadlocked for weeks. Tom Bateman's in Washington.
President Trump's envoy said the US would withdraw its team from the talks in Doha for consultations. Steve Witkoff, who flew to the Italian island of Sardinia to meet officials from Israel and Qatar, accused Hamas of selfishness and of not acting in good faith. He added that the US would now consider alternative options to free the hostages and bring stability for the people of Gaza. Israel had earlier announced that it too would recall its team from the talks. Walking away now is serious, although it may in part be a pressure tactic by Washington.
Tens of thousands of Israeli protesters have gathered in central Tel Aviv to demand an end to the war in Gaza and the return of hostages held by Hamas. Those taking part include more than 300 Israelis.